Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is a very special episode. This is our Josie Music Awards results show for the 2025 Josie Music Awards. We just got back, unpacked our bags, and here we are in the studio.
Not unpacked yet. I'm still
okay,
at
well,
two
partially
bags.
Unpacked. Enough to take a shower today. So that was good. Hey, it was an amazing trip. We left last Thursday, the day before Halloween. Just got back and. Wow, we had some fun along the way, did we not?
It was amazing. And to spend a Halloween in Nashville, first of all, was pretty exciting, seeing the costumes I probably would never see again. My mom and I did dress up. You did too. And maybe we'll show a picture
and a video later. We'll see a little something.
But I think what's for us, what was so amazing is not just the fact that we were in Nashville, but to represent who we are and to be there for those who had been on our show. And we had a total of how many nominees?
We had 17 VCS alums, folks that have been on the show that were nominated for Josie Music Awards, 36 total nominations, and we had 9 winners. And so we're going to talk about that in a little bit. We started everything out when we got there. So Halloween Day, we went to the Country Music Hall of Fame, spent some time there. You'll see some pictures on the video version of that. Music City, Nashville, Palace. And the rumors are true. C. Willie got up on stage, grabbed a mic, did his best Dierks Bentley rendition of Every Mile a Memory, and I didn't get booed off the stage, so that was good. But the highlight of the karaoke night, it was pretty amazing. Quarter Peep's mom, Peg, took the stage and sang Blue Rose Is, and it was absolutely, the whole room went crazy when she did. She was amazing. Alan Turner even says, I got to be careful, I got somebody gunning for me. It was fun. Alan Turner was there, Cornbread, Justin Judge. We hung out then at Doc's, Robert's Western World, went to Doc's Holidays, hung out at Robert's Western World, had our fried bologna sandwich, had our recession special. Oh my goodness. Recession special, folks. You go to Nashville, you've got to go to Robert's Western World. It's a fried bologna sandwich, a bag of chips, a Pabst Blue Ribbon, and a moon pie for $6. $6.
It's cheap.
And it's so good. Oh my goodness, it's so good. We hung out there with Alan and Cornbread and Justin Judge, Waylon Hannell and his folks. Just had a ball. Then Saturday rolls around, and we got to have our meet and greet over at Red River Nomad. John Eason was our host. 35 guests came, folks that have been on the show. Even Audra McLaughlin showed up, who is a finalist on The Voice. Mm-hmm. And she ended up winning a Josie on Saturday night. Had a great time with her. It was just so much fun. My goodness. Brad Stewart stopped by, Rockabilly Steve and the BR3. The Swansons were there. The day was pretty incredible, but everything Quarter Peep leading to Sunday at the Grand Ole Opry. Sold out house. Place was packed. It was so much fun. We were all dressed up. I had my tux on. Quarter Peep was just rocking this black sequin dress. She looked amazing. There's the big gathering in front of the Grand Ole Opry first before the doors open, and they have the red carpet out there and photographers, and you'll see pictures of us here. We're waiting for them to be posted, but Quarter Peep and I, as nominees ourselves, the Vehicle City Sound Podcast was nominated for Best Podcast at the Josies, and we're honored about that, but we got to go walk the red carpet and have our photos taken, and what a highlight that was. But it was a proud night. I know you and I have talked about this. There were tears from both of us.
We were proud parents. We didn't bring tissues, so we weren't prepared.
we were not prepared.
So I'm like
there.
Using his sleep, going, and he's like, oh.
No, but for Michigan artists, it was huge. There were a ton. Michigan was very, very well represented at the Josies. But for Vehicle City Sound, you know, we mentioned a little bit ago, 17 VCS alums were nominated for a total of 36 different awards. And folks, we had 9 winners. It was so much fun for us to be sitting back. Now, we didn't win. Vehicle City Sound didn't.
Oh, darn it.
Lost out to a podcast out of Kentucky that's won 4 consecutive years. And that's great. It's a very quality show. We got to do better, and we're going to. We got some fun things happening in 2026.
Yes, we
do. But let's start with who our winners were.
All right.
He was the vocalist of the year, country male. Waylon Hannell came away with one, and we were so excited about that. Who else do we have?
So next we have, and she's special to us because she was the very first guest that we ever had on Vehicle City Sound, and that is Miss Jackie Daniels. She won Rising Star Modern Country Pop. Woo-hoo!
Oh, we were so excited, and it was her birthday.
Her birthday.
So what a great birthday present for her there as well. Hey, Music Video of the Year male. Louie Lee, double L. He rocked it. And Country Kid Nico went up and accepted the award for him, which was absolutely cool as well.
Yes. If you haven't seen that video yet, it's called Wishing Well, and it's amazing. So definitely go on YouTube and look it up. You're going to go, well, that's cool. I can see why they won.
Well deserved. Who is next?
Yes. So this guy's also dear to our heart because we've seen him perform a couple of times. He's from Sweet Crystal, and that is Mark Andrew Speck. He won Musician of the Year, Piano Keys.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, congratulations, Mark. And what a quality human being. He is just a great, great guy.
Him and his wife are amazing.
We love him. Him and Jan are terrific. Mm-hmm. So, hey, we mentioned this guy hosted our meet and greet on Saturday. John Eason won the Josie for Emergent Artist of the Year. So congratulations, John. And wow, it was great. He gave us a shout out on stage too. We were so happy about that little extra cheer there.
And next we have, she won Artist of the Year Modern Country Pop. Unfortunately, she was not there, but Michaela Prue, congratulations. We hope you're feeling better. We found out she wasn't feeling well. So Jackie Daniels did go on stage on her behalf. So that was really cool. But again, we hope she's feeling better.
From Nebraska, he was the Artist of the Year for Traditional Classic Country. BJ Jameson took an award, took a Josie, and cool to have him up there as well. I know he heard me yell, "Yeah, BJ!"
From way in the back. I think everybody did.
Yeah, I think the whole place heard it. I think they did.
So next we have Best Actor in a Video, and that is Country Kid Nico. Now, the video that was that had won for Louie Lee called Wishing Well, he was the actor in that video. So again, definitely watch that out. Phenomenal video, and the story behind it and the meaning is amazing.
Well, and we're so happy for Nico. Mm-hmm. He is just a great dude, you know, and I don't know if folks in the nation, you know who he is, but Nico is around at a lot of shows around here. He plays his guitar, he sings, he dances, and he is about the nicest young man you will ever meet.
He is.
So we were really happy for that happening. And then the last of our Vehicle City Sound alums to take an award, it's Joe and Angie Finley, the Swansons, won Song of the Year Pop Rock for their song Forever. And we were just so fired up for them. Had such a great conversation with them on Saturday at the meet and greet. And we were actually sitting a couple of rows behind them there at the Grand Ole Opry. And when that was announced, I think Joe bounced about 5 feet out of his chair. He was so excited. Oh, it was great. We just absolutely loved it. But it's just a phenomenal time. We had a ball. The Josie Awards put on another phenomenal show. It was first class all the way. And boy, we can't wait. We're already making plans for next year. Nominated or not, we are going to be back down there next year. We're very excited, and Gosh, we love Nashville. There is so much to do. Folks, if you're a music fan at all, plan a trip to Nashville. It's just so much to do and so exciting. And we congratulate again all of the winners from Vehicle City Sound and all of the nominees and all of the winners in all categories. What a great night for independent music. And boy, we were so honored, so humbled to be a part of it. It was just, it was wonderful. Yes,
we are. And we could not do this show without you and what you do, who you are, who you represent. Keep grinding. Don't give up. Follow your dreams, because you are amazing. And again, without you, the show would not exist.
Well, we have lots of fun things coming up, even though we only have about a month and a half left in 2025. Do. There are some announcements, some things going to be happening. Keep your eyes out. We're going to be talking about our fan favorites. It's going to be happening again at the end of the end of the year. So watch for that. Watch us on vehiclecitysound.com. That's the website. And if you know some folks that you think we should be interviewing, think we should be talking to, or you've got some comments, some things you'd like to see us do with the show, don't hesitate to drop us an email. We love hearing from you. vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's the address. We want to hear from you. We appreciate everything you guys have done for us this year. And hey, be good.